Welcome. I'm Victoria Schnipps, president of Schnipps Media, and today my power woman is a true soaring star power woman. You know, the fact that March is the month of women's history, I am so delighted to bring an old friend because we know each other for over 40 years, the wonderful Dr. Ellen Morris Tiegerman. And Ellen is the founder and CEO of the Tiegerman Educational and Therapeutic Programs, having started in 1985 with speech and language development because her own sister had problems, and it drove her to that direction, and has built an organization of great depth and service. But she has done that having six children, four master degrees, and one PhD. It was five advanced degrees altogether. And a wonderful husband. And she keeps it all together. Ellen, you are my model. I love you. Welcome. Oh,
thank you.
So tell me a little bit about your roots. I mean, where did you get this energy, this drive, this ability, this knowledge, this know-how to be such a success?
I started in my childhood with a younger sister who was 3 years younger than I am, and a playground in Manhattan. We were with my mother, and she walked up the sliding pond and fell off. She had a traumatic brain injury, was in Jewish Memorial Hospital for 2 weeks with a coma. And when she recovered, she lost all of her speech and language functions. And this was a time in the 1960s, Vicki, when there were no services for children and families, for children with disabilities. There was nothing available in the public schools, and there was nothing available for my sister, as you well know. So my father borrowed money against his pension and went to New Jersey. He purchased all of these school books, and he set up a training program for her at home. And I watched him every single night for 12 years when he worked with her on her speech skills, her work skills, her educational skills. And when she graduated from high school, she gave him her diploma and she said, "Mommy gave me my first life and you gave me my second life." And that's my transformative experience. So when I had an opportunity, when I was teaching at Adelphi University, to open up a preschool program for children with problems, just like my sisters, I started in 1985 with 36 preschool children. I now have 750 families that I represent, preschool, all the way up through adulthood, okay? Elementary, middle, high, adult services. I have residences. We service families from Long Island and New York City. It's been quite a transition and a wonderful, wonderful growth experience over 40 years.
Well, I could see you. I could hear your passion in your voice. But what was it that enabled you to grow and serve more people? What do you think was the key ingredients?
I think we had an unusual opportunity in 1997, 1998. I sued the state education department. Lawsuit lasted for almost 10 years. And there was a silver lining inside that lawsuit, because every year we grew a grade. So we went from third grade to fourth grade to fifth grade to middle school to high school. And that's how the agency grew, from preschool all the way up through high school. We settled the lawsuit in 2010. And I never, ever looked back, Vicki. I never looked back.
You're like me, right? You cook. It's like a frog. A frog can only look forward. The only species on earth besides us that can only look forward if we choose to, a frog has to. So I use that frog as my guide to keep looking forward. And that's what you've done in your career. But I've also done it balancing a beautiful family of six children. What's your secret?
My secret is that I think powerful women, women, young women who are coming into the field, have an opportunity to do it all and have it all. It's a balancing act. You can have a career, you can have a wonderful husband, and you can have children. I'm not saying it's easy. It hasn't been easy, but there's tremendous support around you. And I think if you put your mind to it and you are determined, you can have children, a husband, a career, and be very independent as a woman, just like you are, Vicki. You're a power woman.
Well, you know, I did it with also a lot of support. You know, I had help in the house to be able to help me. How did you manage that? How were there the people in the family that helped? I mean, how do you balance that? Because, you know, the kids take a lot of energy.
Yes, I had two people who helped me tremendously. One was my mother. My mother was always available for babysitting and support over the weekends when I was working. And I had a babysitter during the week who took care of the children, particularly when in the afternoon they got home, they had homework to give me a chance to finish my business and get home from work and then set everything up for dinner and play dates and everything else that needed to be done after school. So my support system was really two other people who were very instrumental in supporting the family. And I always had that support, even as the kids grew older, so that I knew things in the house were handled when I was working.
Well, I think, you know, today, this is such an important remembrance to know that it's okay to ask for help. You can't do it alone. You know, that wonderful expression, it takes a village. I really do believe that, because yes, there's no way that we can be totally successful without getting a lot of help from different people and different sources. How do you see the growth of services for people who are special? There seems to be a tremendous growth in children with autism. How are you handling that growth, and how are your programs able to serve those folks and families? Because I know you do both.
Yes. Yes, we do. We service children and families. And I think just to give your listeners an understanding, since the 1970s, Congress has passed several laws which enabled funding support for younger and younger children in the United States. Starting out in the 1990s with school-age children, there was a tremendous influx of children with disabilities entering the public school system. And then later on in 2000, there was further support for early intervention for children below the age of 5. So there are now birth to 21 support programs for children and families with disabilities. It is an incredible system only in the United States that is so comprehensive, so that children, whatever their disability, from physical disabilities to autism spectrum disorders to speech and language problems, there's a tremendous network of service providers that will support children and families as they enter, whether it's early intervention or they enter the school system, and keep them in the system with services, speech services, occupational therapy, physical therapy, medical support services. It's an incredible network system of programs in the United States that any family that has a child with special needs can access.
Well, you know, back in 1971, my husband and I, for my daughter, filed a federal class action lawsuit that we won, closed down Willowbrook, and forced the funding of day programs. Yes. And residential programs. And now, today, how can people access your programs? Can they go to a website? How can they find you?
Yes, I have a website, www.tegerman.org. We have an extensive website, so you can apply online for programs and services. You can call us directly, 516-609-2000. 2000, and we will be happy to answer any questions and provide you with information. If you need referral services, we will refer you to other programs depending on where you live, because you can access services in your community. You can be anywhere in the United States and receive early intervention services or school district services. We will be happy to help you find those services.
Well, you've helped so many people. Your success speaks for itself with the wonderful families you've touched and you've helped and given them hope for the future. What piece of advice would you give young people in terms of being success? What does it take?
I think it takes persistence and determination. If you want to be a successful business person or social worker or teacher, you need to go to school. So what I always tell my young employees is stay in school, get your college degree, go for a master's, do not drop out of school, and look for a career that will help you move forward in your life. And I always push going into education. I think education offers the best choices and opportunities for growth and the best professional disciplines that you can possibly choose from social worker to speech language pathologist. You can be in a profession that you can work in for the rest of your life. I have been a speech language pathologist and a social worker for over 40 years. And I have to tell you, it's a passion. I have not regretted a day that I have worked. I am not going to retire, Vicki.
And
I recommend stay in your business. You stay in your profession. You make a commitment for life, and it will do you a great service in terms of taking you through your decades of growth.
What brilliant advice. And I think even in the world of AI, when people analyze, well, what careers are going to be needed? Well, I think there will always be a need for what you do. Am I right?
Yes, always a need for teachers and therapists. Always.
So that's a great career path to take, as you have. And I've been delighted talking with Ellen Morris-Tiegerman. Ellen has 5 degrees that she has achieved great success, and most of all, being a mother of 6 and helping so many families with children who are, I call them my special children, and that you have been able to give these families hope and actual service and great success. And I thank you. It's been a pleasure talking with you. Look forward to speaking soon and seeing you. All the best.
Thank you.
Bye now.
Bye.
This is Victoria Schnepp saying goodbye till next time. Our power woman, Ellen Tiegerman, and Victoria Schnepp's here signing off till next time. Bye now.